Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
I am Johnny White, really, really welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello, 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 hello. That's 10 times I've said it. 11 if you count this next one, hello. And back to 10 again if for some reason you don't. You should, though. It would be churlish of you not to acknowledge the 11th hello. And you don't want to be contributing to your growing reputation for churlishness. Because quite honestly, the way people talk about you around here, you'd have thought you were the devil himself. But you're alright. It's just talk, you know? So don't bother yourself with it. When you go by Grendon Neeshaw of your morning walk, just don't ask him what he's been passing around about you. What he's been lighting up the vestry with. Just float above all of that nonsense like a spirit and say hello. Hello, Grendon. And hello to us all, to be quite honest, and welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you have between Monday and Wednesday to be analysed and reviewed by myself, Johnny White, really, really, as well as the ever shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? I'm alright. Been watching Breaking Bad. I always watch the last few episodes. I think it really comes into its own once everybody stops having conceivable pathologies, which I'm allowed to say. I wrote it, in case you didn't know that. This was absolutely ages ago, before Lunch Watch started. I just had this idea about a cool scientist who smokes weed and goes around robbing supermarkets to no rational gain, and wrote the majority of the first season over a bank holiday weekend. They changed it quite a bit, mind you, but that's what happens when you try to make art by committee. I digress, though, and I know how much you frown upon digression. But enough about art and science. Because it's time to break lunch. And there was a glam selection this week, and a trad selection. And I was, as luck would have it, amused to see them. Plenty of crepes kicking about, which confused me until I replaced the word crepe with pancake, and also when I remembered that it was pancake day. It was only then that I was led out of the shadow world of my confusion. But before we press on up the frozen ridges of the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, and I have but one this week or thereabouts. Last week I issued a challenge to Jimmy Mac to eat out of a round plate or bowl, and also to everybody else in the world to eat out of a plate with more than seven sides, I think, although it could have been eight. No one did it, so it doesn't matter now. And I didn't hear anything from Jimmy Mac about it either. So really, guys, I don't know. Do I prepare these episodes with a careful horror and loving attention, and then just throw them into the canal? Is anybody out there, I suppose, is what I'm asking. Because I've now made about 7 hours of these. And so for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Charlie, her entry, a shredded up cheese string in a crepe with some Doritos salsa and a glass of milk and an orange. I liked this one. Doritos salsa is something I never think of except when I frame it within the context of Doritos crisps. It's a bit like how I didn't expect them to make Better Call Saul out of my original series, Breaking Bad. And how, like with Doritos, I'm yet to receive a penny from them in revenue. Secondly, we had Lizzie. Her entry, halloumi, tomato, kasundi, and a few spinach leaves in a baguette, confirming the drink to have been a few sips of water. Now, I've been a baguette head since you were knee-high to a tomato, and halloumi is something upon which I wrote the book. Well, a book. It was about other things as well. But no, this was a good one from Lizzie. And lastly, we had Jake. His entry, chili con carne made from scratch, rice made in the microwave and cheese, then a pint of chocolate milkshake because nobody can stop me. Milkshakes are something I've always admired tremendously. Ditto chili and rice and microwaves. It's also true about cheese, but I don't want to say I admire it because of its faintly comical nature. To us, cheese seems sort of silly, you know? Which is so unfair, considering how we all rely on it. But anyhow, nice one, Jake. And that was all the three front runners. And as we mull over the three front runners, I would just like to play that game, which we played so many times before, and we'll play again in the future.
Starting now.
Starting now, called Heads or Tails, with Zoe.
Woo!
Hi.
And do you have a coin?
I do.
And will you reveal it?
Do you want me to say it as well?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, one pence.
One pence.
I forgot that's what I have to do. Yeah.
The one pence?
One pence.
The building block of all of the finance world.
You know what, I've got to be honest. I am sick of all the coins we have in this house. Yeah. Can't wait to get some fresh blood in. Yeah.
We need some new coins. If you've got any new exciting coins, £2 coins, send us a load of those.
Yes, please.
600 £2 coins. Yes. And then we'll use those.
Can I buy a pinball machine?
Yes.
Anyway. I got distracted.
I've
got a 1p.
At 1p and hit, and if at home, if you'd like to fix in your mind for what you should want us to stand for or decide, and Zoe is getting ready to turn it in the air, and here it happens. Oh, I watched that one. Was the flip good? I saw it was.
It was.
It was.
I can confirm your
witness. My witness statement has been agreed. And what is the result?
I'm sickened to announce it's heads again.
It's heads again. It just goes to show that often it will be one thing for a long time and then turn you back for 5 minutes and it's the other thing for a long time.
That's life.
That is life. That's what I've always known. Wanted. Well, thank you very much, Zoe, for taking part. I mean, well, not for taking part. Sorry, for facilitating.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And thank you at home for taking part, and we'll see you again next week and goodbye.
I'm nodding sagely again. Bye.
So the final verdict fast approaches. I'm curious to find out what it will be and hope my curiosity is infectious and that you will also become curious whilst I look you dead in the eyes and do the recap. Will it be Charlie with her cheese string salsa crepe and milk and an orange? Might it be Lizzie with her tomato and halloumi baguettes and water? Or must it be Jake with his chili con carne and milkshake? And it comes ever so naturally to me to reveal to you all that this week the winner is Jake. I'd just like to tell you that you've won this week's Lunchwatch.
Oh my goodness, mate. This is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. You've been a front runner before.
I have.
But this is the first victory you've got under your belt.
It feels fantastic, yeah. I must say.
Oh, so I'm glad to hear it. Well, if you'd just like to give us a quick sort of rundown of the winning lunch and the decisions therein and the scene, set the scene. No, you don't set the scene.
I'll set the scene if you like. I made it on Show of Tuesday.
Nice.
When I wanted to be making pancakes, but I didn't have the ingredients or the friends to make them with. So I made myself a chili, and then I had that for dinner, and then I had it for lunch the following day.
Oh, nice.
And it tasted so much nicer because
it's the way they improve. I read a book not a whole book, just a recipe in a recipe book. That was like a, it was like a sort of, it wasn't someone from The Sopranos, but it was a sort of minor mafioso guy that had then become a sort of very minor celebrity chef.
Right.
I wrote a book like called like, literally called like Cooking in the Mafia, but he in the way he in his lasagna recipe, he said that you should make it and then put it in the fridge for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Before eating it.
Oh my God, I feel worried after 4 days.
Yeah, I know. I would think that would be, you know, there's surely there's a glass ceiling with how good it can get, but definitely a day makes a, it can make a, it makes a world of difference with a chili.
Oh, it really does. Yeah. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah. That's, and on the side?
Oh, well, on the side, the drink was a chocolate milkshake. A pint of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you could, you might as well have a pint if you're going to have chocolate milkshake. Otherwise, you just end up having two half pints.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? I love milkshakes so much, and I did Veganuary, and it's up the very top of what I missed was just grabbing a milkshake from a supermarket.
Yeah, so you got to
walk home.
You got to make up for lost time.
I just can't get enough.
Have you had those chocolate milk that's got a, I see it in the shops and it has an Italian name?
I have, in the glass bottle.
Yes.
I have had
my,
that.
I got, my eye is regularly drawn to that, so much so that when I walk away, it's like my eye remains on it. But I've never actually bought it. Have you had your lunch today? And if so, what was it?
I have. I had exactly the same.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What do you think of marjoram?
Marjoram. What do I think of it?
Well, they make you put it in chili and they say like half a teaspoon. And I just don't believe that is making a single bit of difference.
Well, I feel that way about bay leaves.
Mm,
old yes. Michael bay leaves. They don't seem to... do anything. I really don't ever notice any difference at all. But say it again.
I mean, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but marjoram?
Yes, marjoram. I'm trying to see what's happening is I'm trying to think what it is, but in a skillful way during the interview. What?
it's
a herb.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it was half a tablespoon of spice, I'd believe it was going to make a difference, but herbs are not strong enough.
Yeah, I often
a small amount.
Find herbs that I add to things, like if I add, for example, oregano, I'll add it early on, and then by the end of the cooking, it's almost as if it might as well not have happened. Are there any lunches that you particularly like to see win in the future?
maybe super noodles.
Yes, they haven't won. I don't think they've been. Entered.
Well, I think anyone that could have the audacity to enter them into a lunch competition, their bravery should be rewarded.
Should be rewarded with victory.
Because they're really delicious, but they're not very exciting.
Let's hope that you get your wish. and thank you again for entering and congratulations again for winning. And hope you have a very nice rest of the day. And rest of life, and many happy more lunches, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks so much. This is an honour.
No worries, bud. All right, have a very nice day.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That was Jake the Snake, a.k.a. Jake. And if you'd like to follow in his footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunchwatch open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can enter your lunches on Twitter at Lunchwatch or in an email, lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com or on Facebook, but as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. When I came up with Breaking Bad, I was actually not intending to come up with anything at all. I was just sitting around looking out of the window, and I mean that literally rather than being a figure of speech, when it just popped into my head. Why can't there be a show about a maths teacher who befriends his finest student before joining the mafia and becoming the leader of it? That was my very first thought anyway. And it just goes to show that you never know what is going to happen in life. I've got to that point in my life where I've begun to feel guilty towards my friends just for having known them a long time. like some sort of a topsy-turvy Jason Bourne. I saw the most recent Bourne film last year. I think that it was a good one, but I could only really remember the first one, and at one point turned to my friend and made the same joke. That Bourne certainly knows enough about himself to know that he travels first class on trains. But 18 years had elapsed, and I was alone in the room. But anyhow, thanks again for listening, and hope you're all okay out there. Up next week, more of the same. And one more time, let's hear it for Jason Bourne. Up to no good since 2002. What a long, strange trip it's been.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.